I guess not. So we'll move on to item two of the agenda, the decision on peak reliability coordinator funding proposal.
Great. And we have Ryan Segazio is going to introduce this, and Denise Walsh that has the presentation.
Okay. Well, go ahead.
Morning, Governors.
Morning.
As Roger just said, Denise Walsh, our controller, is here to kind of give you a summary on some proposed tariff changes that we need to make in order to be able to collect fees from the peak reliability coordinator. As you're aware, peak broke off of WEC to perform the reliability coordination function. Those fees have, up until now, have been included as part of WEC's invoice. That is changing this fall, and we do not have a provision in the tariff to collect fees from or for on behalf of peak. So we need to make some tariff changes for that to happen. Denise will walk you through a summary of these changes.
Okay, go ahead.
Good morning, Governor. This is Denise Walsh, and I'm going to talk about the proposed tariff amendment related to the billing process for the ISO Reliability Coordinator services. As Ryan mentioned, based on the recently established peak funding agreement, the billing process for these services will change. Some time ago, background-wise, some time ago, FERC approved the split or bifurcation of WEC, and part of that was so that the reliability services could be billed and performed by a company called Peak, and Peak is a private independent company. So, effective November 2015, it's anticipated that Peak, the private company, will actually bill the ISO direct for the reliability coordinator service charges. And because of that, currently today, our tariff only authorizes the ISO to pay the reliability coordinator services from WEC as a pass-through charge. And because of the direct billing mechanism, the ISO now needs a tariff amendment. So in terms of the actual billing, the peak billing process, the change from WEC to peak, as it were, in a general sense, the billing process will remain the same as it was for NERC-WEC billing, where there is one change, and that is where the tariff amendment is required, and it's to do with in the situation where we had a payment default. So, for instance, if one of the scheduling coordinators on behalf of the LSCs defaulted on their payment. In terms of things that remain consistent, the cost allocation methodology for the NERC-WEC billing process was based on LSC meter energy demand. That is not going to change with the peak billing process. The other thing that is not going to change is the basic dispute process for invoices. The invoices are limited. The dispute process is limited to ministerial and typographical errors. So that's fairly consistent. And then also, if there are issues or concerns with charges, members can talk to members of PEAK during their annual budget meeting. In terms of the change, the actual new payment default provision, the way that would work is that the proposed amendment is that if an entity was to default on a payment and there was no financial security or insufficient financial security, the ISO would be allowed to, at their discretion, to issue a supplemental invoice and actually allocate the unpaid charges of the reliability coordinator services to the remaining undefaulting scheduling coordinators. And this would be at the ISO's discretion as a way to recover the shortfall in any default. And that is actually the proposed amendment. In terms of the stakeholder process for this initiative, the stakeholder process was the stakeholders actually were aware of the upcoming billing changes, and that's because the peak reliability coordinator funding agreement was public information, and they knew the change was coming. The ISO did hold two stakeholder calls to issue the proposal, comments on the proposal for this raw proposal and the amendment. But generally, there were minimal concerns and very few comments. And that concludes my presentation. Are there any questions?
Any questions from the Board of Governors?
This is Dave Olson. I don't have a question about the billing or the tariff amendment, but I do have a question about peak reliability's relationship with the ISO. I don't know if Steve is in the room.
I am, Dave.
Steve, have you been able to determine whether or not peak reliability is prepared to support our regional initiatives and not compete with them?
Dave, I've had discussions with the CEO of Peak, and he has given me every reason to believe that they will stay pretty close to their core mission, and I have no reason to doubt that.
Okay, thank you. That's the reassurance I was looking for.
My pleasure.
Questions from the board?
I'm sorry, Richard, I didn't hear you.
I was asking, are there any other questions from the board?
No.
Are there any public comments on this item?
And for those participants on the phone, if you have a question, please press star 1.
Okay, it looks like there are no questions from the public. So, Roger, maybe you want to read the motion?
Yes. Move that the ISO Board of Governors approves the proposal to amend the tariff to establish settlement and payment processes for reliability coordinator charges from peak reliability as described in the memorandum dated June 24, 2015, and move that the ISO Board of Governors authorizes management to make all necessary and appropriate filings with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission to implement the proposed tariff change. Let me go ahead and take your vote in alphabetical order. Governor Bhagwat?
Aye.
Governor Galitova?
Aye.
Chair Mullen?
Yes.
Governor Olson?
Aye.
Roger, did you need a motion before that?
Oh, I guess I did. You know, this whole telephone thing, I'm glad to keep me on track. I'm just trying to see if you're paying attention.
Thank God for
why don't we start with a motion for that?
This is Ash. I move.
Seconded?
I'll second.
And we'll go ahead and take the roll again. Governor Bhagwat?
Aye.
Governor Galitova?
Aye.
Chair Mullen?
Aye.
And Governor Olson?
Aye.
Thank you. Thank you, Ash.
Okay, that technological problem.
Okay.
All right, we're now ready for item 3 of the of our agenda, the decision on Lincoln Operations Center budget.
Right, and we have Matt Turner and Ryan Segazio are going to present on, this is the budget and seeking approval for the funding, design, permit, and construction of the new backup operations center in Lincoln. And I will turn it over to, I believe Matt's going to start out.
Good morning, Governors. This is Matt Turner. I'm the Director of IT Enterprise Support and Campus Ops. I'll present to you today on the Lincoln Operations Center. As you know, our current backup control center and data center in Alhambra, the lease will expire in 2017. So we've been going through a systematic approach looking for a replacement site. We based our site location on risk criteria. So we looked at seismic, we looked at flooding, we looked at availability of high speed internet access. We looked at access in proximity to this facility so that we can take advantage of other capabilities in the future. And we looked at physical security because the Alhambra facility lacks quite a bit in the physical security, and that's one of the main drivers for wanting to relocate. So based on this risk criteria, we found a 3.3-acre site in Lincoln. We purchased that site, and we are now looking to move forward with design, build, construction, permitting, and occupancy. The site is located in a seismically stable area. It's not in a floodplain. Transportation is readily available, different paths to get us there. It's near the Lincoln Airport, which allows us another option if we needed to do so. High-speed internet networking is available, and as well as other amenities that we need to be able to do. The location is about 25 miles from the Folsom campus. The distance is far enough that it reduces the likelihood that we have two events taking out both sites. It's also close enough, though, that we can allow the integration of all of our staff into the Sacramento facility, and we can use this to eliminate the two training facilities we currently have. We can increase our staffing and the rotations, and we reduce travel and other operational expenses. And then primarily, we are compliant with NERC SIP version 5 requirements when they come out. So for the budget, I'm going to turn it over to Ryan Segazio.
Morning, Governors. So the overall budget that we're looking to have approved is a $30.4 million budget. We've broken this up into two categories. It's in the memo. Essentially, we have building costs. It's all the costs associated with building this building. That includes the land purchase, the actual construction of the building, permitting, and some other professional fees around the building project. Those are $25.3 million. And then moving costs are about $5.1 million. That's all of the ISO's kind of internal costs, the cost to actually move equipment, any new equipment that needs to be purchased, and all the employee-related costs of relocating employees from Alhambra to the Northern California area. So overall, $30.4 million is the proposed budget. This budget will come from available capital reserves that the ISO has on hand, so there's going to be no debt financing required. Capital reserves come from two sources. We have some available funds left over from the 2009 bond issue, as well as the cash-funded capital that we collect as part of the annual revenue requirement. At the end of 2014, we had approximately $77 million in capital reserves available. So this is where this will come from. There's also no negative impact to the revenue requirement, or GMC, for this project. We actually estimate savings once this building is up and running and the lease is expired in Alhambra of approximately $1.2 million in annual O&M savings based on essentially the elimination of lease payments and some common area maintenance contracts that we have down in Alhambra, as well as some wire network efficiencies, and as Matt discussed, some of the workforce efficiencies gained with lower travel and some better scheduling of the two facilities. So with that, I'll open it up to questions.
Any questions from the board?
Yeah, this is Ash. Question is the expectation that we're going to move most of the equipment currently in Alhambra up to Lincoln?
Yes, we plan to relocate as much equipment as we can from Alhambra to the new facility.
So how does that work? During the process of relocating, does that mean we won't have a backup?
So we're assessing how we're going to do that. And when we moved to this building, we actually did an upgrade of EMS at that time. So we had a redundant EMS system. We're going to be looking at how we eliminate that risk. But there's some systems that will be offline as far as the backup goes during the move period.
Obviously, you feel comfortable with... This is Richard. You feel comfortable with having some systems offline during the move time?
Mr. Chair and Governors, this is Steve. We're in the process of looking at exactly how we'll execute that. It's entirely possible that we will have a couple of days where we won't have full redundancy that we do now. But it is possible to move systems sort of in chunks so that we can shorten that window as much as possible. But the technology people are currently looking at how they might do that. We'll be very mindful, obviously, of not being with redundancy, but I would note that our EMS system, as an example, is a dual node system at both sites. So from an energy management system perspective, we can fail over, if we have a problem with the system, we can fail it over here at Folsom without having to go to the backup site, as an example. So we have some other redundancies already built in that we should be able to leverage during that time.
Thank you.
Any other questions or comments? We have any questions or comments from the general public? Okay, I guess not. So we're ready to have a motion on this item.
The operator has to ask.
Yeah, I think our operator needs to check on whether there are any public comments.
Okay.
And once again, if they do have a question or comment, please press star one. And we have no questions coming in.
Okay, so we're ready for a motion on this item.
Okay. Move that the ISO Board of Governors approves the capital project budget of $30.4 million for the purpose of constructing the Lincoln Operations Center and related costs. We have a motion.
Also move. This is Dave.
Second.
No, second. This is Ash.
And I will take your votes. Governor Bhagwat?
Aye.
Governor Golitova?
Aye.
Governor Mullen?
Aye.
Governor Olson?
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay, I think that takes care of our... Do we have any future agenda items that need to be discussed at this time?
No, I think we can adjourn.
We adjourned to executive session, which means we have to call back in at the 888 number.
Yes, the other number, the executive number.
Yeah, 866-528-2222.
No, no.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll keep that one to ourselves. And so go ahead and we will end this call now, and we will dial in back in at the executive session number.
Okay, great.
Excellent. Thank you.
All right.